On yesterday, Stateside, host Zoe Clark spoke with Michigan radio reporter Lindsay Smith about school finance and transparencies, and about what Lindsay believes is a lack of transparency in decisions that are made about schools under state emergency management and decisions made by the state's Emergency Loan Board. That board is made of three members, all picked by the governor, and it can lend tens of millions of taxpayer dollars to schools that are going broke. Yet decisions are not open for public debate and discussion, or are they? Lindsay Smith is with us again. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
And we say hello to Terry Stanton, who's spokesman for the State Treasury Department. Thank you so much for being with us, Terry.
My pleasure.
Lindsay, I want to have you start by just recapping for us what led you to write this reporter's notebook that expressed your concerns that the state needs to be more transparent about the schools it's running and financial decisions.
What led me to write the report was 3 years of covering, particularly, I mean, it started with the school district in Muskegon Heights when they asked for an emergency manager a little over 3 years ago. There were some red flags on my end that I felt like should be really transparent that weren't. There's a number of examples. The first one was really when the emergency manager decided to hire a charter school company to run the new district, this charter school district. Basic things about the contract weren't available, like how much the company was going to get paid. After that, there was a lot of things that weren't available when the decisions were made. Contracts especially have been hard to come by without a Freedom of Information Act request. And even that sometimes has been hard to get those school boards that are public school boards to cooperate. The thing that's going on in the legislature right now, you talked about the Emergency Loan Board being able to have millions of taxpayer dollars to loan these school districts that have a history of bad finances. They're looking for more money. At this point, they've loaned out about all they can. So I just felt like this was the time to really bring this conversation to the table for state taxpayers and the voters.
So Terry Stanton, what's your take on this and how do you respond?
With all due respect to Lindsay, I certainly understand her position as a reporter and having been a reporter for many, many years myself. Sometimes there's frustration in being able to have access to all of the information that you as a reporter would like to have access to. But I would say that there are many decisions, not just with the Emergency Loan Board or with the Department of Treasury, and many issues that are taken up outside of public meetings, outside of, you know, a meeting that is required to be open through the Open Meetings Act, where decisions are made and policies are developed or negotiated or discussed. And that really is the case with the Emergency Loan Board. So I know there's nothing clandestine going on, and it certainly isn't done under the cloak of darkness. The Department of Treasury has staff who work as staff for the Emergency Loan Board, just as this department does for other boards and commissions and authorities, as other departments do. And when staff has information that is relative to a certain issue that will be taken up in a public setting by the Emergency Loan Board, that information is provided to the board members. They look at it individually before the board meeting. They consider it during an open meeting where the public and the press certainly is welcome. And we do media advisories whenever the Emergency Loan Board meets, regardless of whether it's about a school district or anything else. Those decisions are made by the ELB and made in a public setting. I would also take a little bit of issue with the description that the Emergency Loan Board is handpicked by the governor. That's misleading at best, in that the statute calls for the members to be the state treasurer, the director of DTMB, and the director of the Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs. So the statute lays out who the members are. They happen to be appointees of the governor. I don't know that that means they're handpicked by the governor.
Fair enough. And you say the ELB meetings are open.
Absolutely. They're completely open. We do media advisories whenever the ELB meets. They're open to the public and the press, and all decisions that the ELB makes are made in a public setting. Absolutely.
And Lindsay, I know that you wrote at length in your reporter's notebook. I don't think you're feeling that.
I agree with Terry that they are definitely public meetings, that they will send you a media advisory. I think anybody can sign up for that listserv. But I do feel like those decisions are very much predetermined. Kevin Orr is a perfect example, in my opinion. You've got a board that asked predetermined questions, or at least questions that were floated around in emails beforehand. The loans that they do authorize or approve, they don't really ask any tough questions. Hey, we're going to hand, you know, $12 million to, for example, the school district of Inkster. But nobody talked about the possibility that that district was going to be dissolved. Or for Muskegon Heights, when it got the third emergency loan, nobody really talked about on the board, hey, should we be concerned that this is the third time we've issued an emergency loan? Or for Benton Harbor Schools, the last time that they applied for an emergency loan, the request didn't even go to the board because staff decided that they didn't meet all of the funding criteria. So that decision was something that the board didn't even get a chance to vote on in a public meeting. So, I mean, I agree that the meetings are public, but I feel like most of the time, the decisions that they're making are very much predetermined and not done in a public way.
Terry?
I would disagree. The board, when they meet, each of the members has generally received information about the issues or the agenda items that they will be considering, and they've received that information ahead of time, and they've been able to review it before the public meeting began. So they're not seeing the information just for the very first time and having to work through the numbers or work through the years that a loan will be paid back over or whatever. Those are the decisions and stipulations that are set forth by staff as they work through those applications or those proposals or whatever the case might be. So the members of the loan board get that information generally a day or two prior to the meeting. They review that. Each of them takes their responsibility very seriously. And then they consider that in an open meeting. They generally hear from both sides if there's an issue to be considered. And they take public comment. So, I mean, they certainly have opened the doors to allow anyone in who's interested in coming and commenting on a particular issue and taking the input on those issues. To the one point that Lindsay indicated, the loan to the Inkster schools, when that loan was approved, I'm not aware that the school dissolution bill had even passed at the time that was done. I don't know, and I don't know off the top of my head the timing of all that, but, you know, it might be problematic to make that assumption or that inference that the board had any indication that at some point in the future that school district, you know, might be dissolved.
Lindsay, you actually, I know, talked to Terry for your piece, for your reporter's notebook, and you quoted Terry saying if it's not done in an open meeting, is it in the dark? And that, Terry, you were posing that question, and Lindsay, your answer is yes, it is in the dark.
Look, I get that staffers help appointed officials, people that are above them in their pay scale, just like any organization, arguably help them make those decisions, right? That's totally fair. But what I really don't see is board members taking the information that whatever staff gives them and doing anything with it. They pretty much just hear what the loan is going to be for, how long it's going to take to pay them back. And then, I mean, they generally just say, okay.
And they generally ask questions. Again, Lindsay, with all due respect, because you're not with that individual, that member of the board, as they're reviewing the handouts that they've been given about a particular topic, doesn't mean they're not reviewing it and paying attention to it.
And that's fair. But I don't see them asking really tough questions of some of these school districts and emergency managers or, you know, in the case of Kevin Orr, where, you know, they didn't really vary from the talking points at all. You know, I can understand. I don't know what they review behind the scenes, and I certainly don't have staff's report. But I think it's hard to argue that they really ask tough questions of the people who are charged with or that are asking for these loans.
And that may be an indication that staff's doing a terrific job of laying out all of the facts and circumstances so that they have minimal questions.
And that may be true, right? So that goes back to, is the decision really being made behind the scenes?
No, I don't believe the decision's being made by the emergency loan board. Those individuals have to consider the issue and vote on the issue, and those votes are taken in a public setting. The information, facts and circumstances, applications, and any related information or data is compiled and analyzed by staff, but that information is absolutely provided to the board members so that they can consider that as they take part in that open meeting.
So in the Benton Harbor case, when the decision wasn't theirs to make, how is that?
The application never got in front of the emergency loan board because it didn't meet the requirements that were set forth.
By staff?
That's correct.
And your point, Lindsay?
I don't know how you can say that the emergency loan board made that decision in an open meeting.
It never did make that decision. It never came to the board.
Shouldn't it have, though?
I think the Benton Harbor Area Schools was well aware of the expectation and the documentation and the information that they would have to provide for that loan to be considered by the Emergency Loan Board.
But shouldn't the Emergency Loan Board get a chance to say no?
The information and data and steps that were required for the district to take before that would get presented to the board for consideration weren't met.
I think something that I got from reading the many, many comments on our website to Lindsay's piece, and one listener said it feels like the message is, you'll know what we want you to know when we want you to know it. Should people have that feeling about what's happening in Lansing, or, you know, in this instance, as we talk about money for these struggling districts? Doesn't that run counter to what Governor Snyder had said he wanted to have, which was making sure that things were very open and very accountable?
The Emergency Loan Board meetings are open to the public. Information can be accessed through the Freedom of Information Act. The process is transparent. The only way to make it more transparent would be to allow the public and the press to look over the shoulders of staff as they're reviewing documentation submitted for an application on a loan or any other issue that might come before the board.
All right, we will have to leave it there, but we appreciate, Terry, you being with us to respond to the conversation that Lindsay and Zoe had yesterday, and Lindsay being here to kind of bring that with us today. So Terry Stanton, State Treasury Department, and Lindsay Smith, Michigan Radio's West Michigan reporter, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Thank you.